Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. We appreciate you every single week tuning into this podcast. This is the place where we grow together and come together as leaders. We believe that iron sharpens iron, and for us, it means a lot to have you connected. Listen, we don't take this for granted. We are incredibly grateful for you. Thankful for you being a part of this community. It means a lot to us. So thank you in advance. I want to make sure you stay connected to me. Make sure you follow me at JosephWalker3 on Instagram. For all of you that share this podcast, thank you so much. Perhaps you've heard about it from someone else and you've become a regular listener. Thank you. Share it with other people. We're trying to reach a million people every single week, and we appreciate you helping us to do that. We believe this is the place for leaders to come, to grow, to expand. So thank you in advance for that. I'd also like you to go out to my website, josephwalker3.org, for books and content, things that we believe can be a tremendous asset to you and blessing as a leader. Many books we've written, Leadership and Loneliness, No Opportunity Wasted, Leader Shifts, a variety of content that we have out there for you. And I believe it can be a tremendous blessing. Also, go over to our YouTube channel. My wife and I have a wonderful space there called Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. And oh boy, it would mean a lot to have you align with that. We truly would appreciate it. So go check it out. Let us know what you think. It would mean a lot to us if you did. So thank you, and thank you again. Truly appreciate you in advance. Today, I want to talk about a subject I think is so important. How do you build with the right people? One of the things I learned early on is that dream work takes teamwork. I talk so much about collaboration. I talk about not trying to do things in solo and silo. So it's important that you have the right people around you. To accomplish the vision, the dream that you are attempting to accomplish, you must, and I stress must, have the right folks connected to you. And so that's why you're listening to this today, because now it's time to do that evaluation and assessment about the people you're with. And if you're reaching certain heights and can't get to the next level because of a variety of mental roadblocks and et cetera, people just, you know, have ideological differences where you're trying to go, maybe it's time to reevaluate whether or not these people are actually supposed to go with you to the next level. How do you build something great? Build a business, build an industry, build a vision. How do you do all of that with the right people? What are the characteristics that these people must have? I want you to get something to write with, because I want you to remember every single principle I share today. The first thing I want you to look for is a progressive-minded individual. You build with people who are forward-thinking, progressive, not regressive, not stuck, but people who are open to positive change. Progressive people can help you get things done. One of the things that feeds my spirit, and I will say it, is when I'm sitting at the table with my team and I have so many progressive people around me who are thinking about charting territory that's never been charted before, who is thinking about how we can solve problems without creating problems. I mean, this is what it should be. When you have progressive people around you, people that think outside the box, that move forward, let me tell you something. That's what you can build with. So make certain that you surround yourself with progressive people. I'm going to say it again, progressive people. The second thing I want you to think about is you got to have people that have passion. You know, I've been talking about this a lot, doing workshops and sharing with people who've been saying, why are my leaders so apathetic? Why people are so lethargic? What's going on? Well, they've lost passion. And you can have passion in your mind, but it doesn't translate into energy if you're not focused. The idea is that you need people that have energy tied with passion. Energy and passion. Passion equates to energy. The energy to get something done. Whatever I'm passionate about, I find the energy to make it happen. You see people that are just like stuck. They're not doing anything. They have positions, but they're not producing fruit. And you're like, what's going on? Why are you lazy? Are you tired? It's okay to really ask people the tough question of whether or not they're at a place where they need to resign, step down, let someone else do it, because you cannot deal with people who are just holding a seat, holding a spot, but do not have the energy and the passion to help move the needle or get things done. Passion is contagious. You have a culture of passion around you, man, that just creates a whole different dynamic in your organization. And so I just want to encourage you. I really do. I want to encourage you to really think about how passionate the people are that you have around you. Are they passionate enough to help you get things done? Passion, passion, passion. Here's number three. It's integrity. You've got to have people that operate in integrity. You can never deal with people who are shady, who have agendas. We've all experienced that. People that can't be trusted. Integrity is doing what you said you're going to do. You came into the organization or the business with all of these grand ideas, all these things you promised in the interview, and then you didn't deliver. That's no integrity. Integrity is I deliver on what I said. I'm going to make this happen. And I believe, like never before, that you can make it. Do great things when you've got people that tell the truth. People who walk in integrity, people that value character, that matters. So it's very important that when you build your team, when you're moving forward, you can accomplish anything with people like that. Surround me with people, their yay is their yay, their nay is their nay. Surround me with people that do not chatter behind my back, but people who are willing to come to me and talk to me about it. That's what integrity is, man. Integrity is that you are consistent, faithful, all those things. So it's incredibly important that you have people on your team who have integrity. Now, as you're thinking about these things, I want you to think about this fourth area, because this is a big one. This is a big one now. This is huge, particularly now, is that you have people that are innovative. Now, I know I talked about progressive, forward thinking, but innovative, people that can walk in a space and be so innovative that they can redact, they can pivot, they can make things happen that systems historically said could not. These are people that, you know, I believe think outside the box, outliers, people that are so innovative, they can take one idea and it becomes 10 different manifestations of the same thing done in different ways, reaching different platforms. I mean, these are people that are just oozing with innovation. They walk around with great ideas all the time. You can deal with people like that. Always ask yourself, when you sit your team down, who are the people that never offer up any suggestions? Who are the people that just sit there and be quiet? Those are people you really can't deal with. You need people that are like, we should do this, we can do that, we should try this, this is an idea. People that bring you ideas, people that bring you fresh, you know, perspective, people that go out and do research in the field and come back and bring you best practices and trends. I mean, these are people that are just innovative. When you find people like that, you can do some amazing things. So innovation matters. Ladies and gentlemen, it's big. Innovation. One of the things I love about folks I work with is that I can have something that I want to do and not necessarily know how I'm going to do it. But I got innovative people that can say, hey, let me think on this. Let me put something together, and they'll come back and it will blow my mind how innovative they thought about that, how they created something out of nothing. And that's what innovation really is, the ability to create, right? I think that's the God in us, the ability to create, and God said and it became. He created something, stepped out on nothing and created something. That's what innovation does. Number five, building with the right people means you got somebody who is a collaborative person. Someone who recognizes the importance of community and collaboration, who does not work in their own cubicle, their own space, who are not micromanaging, but who truly shares in the process of getting things done. Yeah, I talk so much about the collaborative process because I believe in it. I'm an advocate of it. I believe that we are better together. And you cannot build with people that just want to hold information to themselves. It'll frustrate your organization because they don't communicate well. They micromanage. They hold on to information. They walk around saying, I got it. I'm in charge. And then when you start sharing responsibility, they feel threatened or they start, you know, wondering whether or not they still have value to the organization. It's because they don't understand collaboration. Collaboration does not diminish the gift or the position or purpose you have within the organization. It just allows other people to benefit from your greatness. It allows other people to be able to be a part of helping to bring about solutions around what the visionary is sharing. So you can always build with collaborative-minded people, people that recognize that we don't get this stuff done by ourselves. We get it done. And we bring the best minds around us and we work as a team. Working as a team. I'll say it again. Working as a team. Here's number six. Cadence. Now, I talked about this in an earlier podcast and I want to talk about it again because cadence is so important. You know, I'm a percussionist, a drummer. And so I recognize that drummers, particularly marching bands, set a particular cadence, a rhythm. There is a beat, a time. And often when a leader is moving at a certain cadence, you can only build with people who keep that cadence. If people are unable because they don't have the capacity or they just, you know, are tired, they're not in shape, they don't have the mental bandwidth to do it, it will frustrate you because you're out there moving at warp speed and they can't keep up. What I will not do, and you should not, is downgrade your cadence, dummy down your cadence just so that people can catch up with you. Surround yourself with people that can keep that cadence, who can move at that rhythm. There's a certain rhythm you have in your life, and you've got to put yourself in a position where you've got people that can actually keep that rhythm, keep that movement with you. That's huge. And I just want to encourage you, keep people around you that can keep that rhythm, keep that cadence, because that's so important, because that's how you get things done. Let's review. We're talking about how do you build with the right people? Everybody wants to know that. Who are the people that I should have on my team? What are the values and characteristics they should possess? Well, first of all, we talked about progressive-minded people, people that are progressive, people that are moving forward, not regressive, not stuck in tradition, people who are truly, truly progressive-minded people. And the amazing thing about that is, the awesome thing about that is that most progressive people hang out together. Isn't that amazing? Like, you'll find the progressive people all hanging out in the same circles. They move together because they understand what it means to be progressive. Here's the second thing, passionate. I want passionate people around me, people that are passionate, people that get it. This is huge. And when you get the right kind of passionate people, man, big things begin to happen. So think about that from a perspective of being a passionate person, people that have buy-in, people that get excited, people that every time they talk about the vision, they have a level of energy and not walking around begrudging the privilege and opportunity to work with you. But they are people that are like, well, let's go. I'm excited. You look at their social media pages. They're talking about it. They're sharing it. They just have passion. Passion is contagious. Number three, integrity. Do these people have integrity? Can they be trusted? Do they have values that align with yours? This is about integrity. This is about, can you entrust your brand to someone who you feel would protect it properly? Number four, innovative people. People that think, who are outliers, outside of the box. People that are creatives, who do amazing things and who don't take no for an answer, but will find solutions to problems. People that say, when the others say it can't be done, they say, oh, let's figure out a way it can be. You need those kinds of people around you. And then you need the collaborative people. What can I say? People that know how to collaborate, people that know how to get things done, not by themselves, but know how to enlist others to come alongside them to help make the vision come to fruition. The seventh thing I want to share today is that you need winners around you. Winning is a mental thing. It is a mindset. It is like that Mamba mindset. If you studied Kobe's life, and Mamba mentality, you know, it was all about being a winner. It was about not making excuses, but showing up knowing and believing that I will come out on top every time. When you surround yourself with people like that, Man, these are the people that will endure hardness like a good soldier. They have resilience. They won't complain. They won't make excuses. They just keep going. And I think that that is what is going to make you a next level leader, because I can tell by the people you hang out with. If you hang out with winners, you're going to be a winner. I mean, it doesn't mean that if I lost a particular battle or lost something, you know, that I'm not a winner. It means that I've got a level of resilience and I'm still out here trying to win. I'm still taking, I may take L's, but overall, I'm a winner. I'm in a winning season. I may not be undefeated, but I thank God I got a winning season, a mindset that says, no matter what, I want to get this done. That's when you share your vision with a team like that. They're looking at this thing like it's already done. We're going to accomplish this. We're going to not only accomplish it, but we're going to take it to scale. We're going to do it much larger than we even anticipated. Those are the kind of people you need around you. That's the energy you need around you. Ladies and gentlemen, that is what next level leaders do. You surround yourself with the right people that can help you build your organization, build your business, enhance your dream. This is what it's all about. I hope this has blessed you. It's blessed me to share it with you. My goodness, I love this one. And I hope that you will let me know what you think about it. Make sure you comment, talk to me at JosephWalker3 on Instagram. I appreciate if you would do that. Let me know what you thought. If this was your first time, tune in. Make sure you let me know the city, all of that. Let me know that you are a faithful listener to Next Level Leader Podcast. It would mean a lot to me to hear that. And I want to thank you so much for following me at Joseph Walker 3. Make sure you go to my website, josephwalker3.org. And go over there, Dr. Steph and I's YouTube page, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. Get as much information as you can, because we believe it'll be a blessing to your life. We're so thankful and appreciative of all of you who support this podcast. Next Level Leader is touching the world, and it's all because of people just like you. Go be great. Go be with the right people. And until next time, may the Lord bless you real good. That's my prayer. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph with you.